And again, as we talked about, it was the Chelan Lady Goats here today finishing in seventh place with the impressive victory, taking down Lakeside 3-0. So that was fun to see. And thank you, Jenna Ron, for going over and getting Lexi Gleisman. And we'll have a little bit of conversation with Lexi, wiping some tears out of her eyes. But tears of joy, right, Lexi?
Yeah, of course.
How does it feel today? Let's talk about this one first. Seventh place in state. It was the highest you could do after that first round loss. You got it done. And not only got it done, but three consecutive 3-0 whitewashes. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, we played really well today, especially coming off yesterday. We knew, like, we had to do our best and finish strong because, I mean, we deserve it. Like, we've worked so hard all season. Like, it sucks that seventh was the best we could do, but we did our best and we got what we could, so.
Well, I think when I've talked to a lot of people around here, and there are very few that would argue the fact that you're probably a top four team here at state, it was just the weird draw that made this happen. And so I want to go back to that. I don't want to have you have bad memories here, but that was a great, that was a classic matchup with Lyndon Christian. And you guys had your chances in that fourth set. Actually, we're up 24-23. Just couldn't quite get it done there. And those abbreviated sets, I want to talk about, that was a question I had. When you come back with a set five in an emotional game like that, all of a sudden now 15 points determines who's going to win. That's tough to battle back when you get down early, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like, I mean, we are a young team. Like, we have mainly sophomores. So I think the youngness kind of, like, showed. But we, I mean, we did play our best. That's probably one of the best games we've played all season. And Lyndon Christian was a good team. So we battled hard. We just didn't get the outcome we obviously wanted. But, yeah.
Well, they're very good because they're in the final.
Yeah, I mean, we should be there, but that's okay.
Yes, I would not argue with that, Lexi. Let's talk about you. What's, I know you got to play basketball, right?
Yeah, play basketball.
Looking forward to that?
Yep, of course.
How's the team going to be this year?
I think we'll be pretty good. We have the same team as last year. A few people aren't playing, that's okay, but we're all pretty athletic, and we've worked hard this summer, too, so I think we'll be pretty good.
What about your plans post-high school? Because you're a senior. You're going to play college volleyball?
Yeah, I am. I still have to go on my official visit, but I'm going to go play college volleyball.
Do you have it narrowed down to a couple of places?
Yeah, a couple. I haven't went on my official visit, so I'm kind of like keeping on the DL for now. But when I sign, I'll let you know.
All right. I've heard some rumors, but I won't say anything.
Yeah. All right. Thank you.
Lexi, congratulations. Good job.
Thank you.
Lexi Gleisman, the lone senior on the Chelan Lady Goat volleyball team. Class act. Nice to see her come by, and we took her from tears to smiles in that sequence, but they were tears of joy. They were not tears of sorrow. And as she mentioned, it's a very young team, her being the lone senior, dotted with sophomores and a couple of freshmen. And, you know, they're going to have a lot to build on, certainly.